All right, so today we're ditching those tourist traps,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
those crowded piazzas, those endless queues for like all the,
Right.
the typical tourist attractions.
Yeah.
And we're talking Italy, but a different kind of Italy.
Okay.
We're talking about the Italy where you come back with stories of like
Right.
this tiny little family-run trattoria you found,
Yes.
not just a selfie with the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Exactly.
So we've got a website here, and it seems to be all about like unlocking those hidden gems and like getting to what they call the heart of Italian culture.
Yes. And what's so fascinating to me is they call it immersive travel.
Okay.
So it's really about like going beyond just the superficial level of like, I went there, I saw this,
Right.
I took
Yeah.
a picture.
Like you really experienced it.
Yes, you experience it, you understand the why,
Okay.
the Italian way. And so they highlight things like local wineries, tucked away villages. They even
Yeah.
have a thing for the best vegan gelato.
Okay. Now, vegan gelato,
I know, right?
that is dedication.
Right.
Like, I am here for that.
Yes.
But seriously, this sounds perfect for like someone who wants to experience Italy, like a local,
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
and not just as a tourist, just like checking things off a list.
Yeah. What else is on our list? What's next? What can we check
What
off?
else did you find in this immersive travel guide?
Oh, okay. So they have a really cool thing on discovering hidden corners of Tuscany.
Oh, cool.
And they focus on this one village that's known for its traditional pottery. And it just seems like this place that is untouched by mass tourism. But they go beyond that. They don't just say, like, go here.
Right.
They also talk about how to engage with the local community respectfully,
Yeah.
which I think is such a crucial aspect of this whole immersive
For sure.
experience.
Especially like you're saying, in a place that's not used to tons of tourists coming in.
Right.
It's like being mindful of their way of life
Yes,
and like
expats.
how, we can go and experience it.
Be a part of it.
Yeah.
Not just observe it, but actually be respectful when we're there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And speaking of being respectful and mindful, they also talk a lot about sustainable travel tips.
Okay.
So, encouraging visitors to look for those family-run agriturismos that prioritize local sourcing,
Nice.
eco-friendly practices.
Yes, love
It's
that.
all very conscientious.
Supporting local businesses, minimizing our environmental impact, like
Exactly.
win-win.
Win-win.
So it seems like this website is all about like those
Is.
conscious travel choices.
It is. And to that end, they have this article about how a former Italian prime minister's grandson returned a priceless ancient vase to Greece.
Wait, what?
I know.
Hold on. I need to hear more about this. Like,
Yes.
that's a whole story.
It is.
Okay, so tell me more.
It's very interesting because it kind of speaks to this question of cultural heritage,
Right.
the legacy of colonialism, this complicated relationship between Italy and Greece.
Right, and it's like you wouldn't expect that just by like going on a trip to Italy, that those are the kind of things that you would be thinking about.
Right.
But it's interesting how, one thing leads to another, and you start to learn more about the history
Yeah.
and like the background of all these places.
And it just pops up in these like unexpected ways.
Totally.
It really is like you're peeling back these layers of history as you go.
Okay, so we've got these like immersive travel guides
Yes.
pointing us towards,
Yeah.
authentic experiences.
Yes.
But what about something like tangible?
Okay.
We've got some articles here about this like resurgence of traditional crafts in Italy.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'd love to hear a little bit more about this.
Yeah, so there's this really interesting movement right now celebrating handcrafted goods in Italy.
Okay.
So think like exquisitely crafted leather from family-run workshops in Florence or ceramics that are made with these techniques that have been passed down like through generations in Umbria.
Yeah. It's amazing to think about, those skills being honed over literally centuries,
Right.
in a world of mass production. To have something handmade, something unique,
Yes.
it feels even more special.
Absolutely.
It's like you're owning a piece of history and artistry.
And it's not just about the object itself, right? It's about the stories that they tell.
Oh, for sure.
Because these crafts are so intertwined with the cultural fabric of Italy,
Yeah.
and for travelers to seek out these artisans, it's like a window into the soul of the country in a way.
Totally. So it's like instead of just buying a souvenir, from some random tourist shop,
Right.
you could meet the artisan,
Exactly.
hear their story,
Yes.
understand like the passion behind their work. Like that just elevates the entire experience.
Yeah. It transforms it completely from just a purchase to like a cultural exchange.
Right.
It's a connection with the heart of Italy.
I love that.
And then for the artisans, you know, this like renewed interest helps them preserve their traditions,
Right.
pass them on to future generations.
Yeah, it's like this beautiful cycle
It's
of,
crazy.
you know, cultural preservation
Yeah.
fueled by travelers who are seeking these authentic experiences.
Absolutely.
So do these immersive travel guides like point you towards these artisans?
Yes, many of them do because they understand that that's what travelers want right now.
Right.
They're looking for these off-the-beaten-path experiences.
Yeah.
So they might recommend a specific leather worker who's known for their traditional techniques or a family-run ceramic studio that's tucked away in some hillside village.
I'm already picturing myself like wandering through
Yes.
this sun-drenched workshop, you know, like
Yes.
learning the secrets of leatherworking or like glass blowing.
It's amazing. And you know what? They also emphasize the importance of embracing spontaneity.
Oh, okay. I like where this is going.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this spontaneous approach.
So it's about being open
Okay.
to those serendipitous encounters that happen when you travel.
Okay.
So, like striking up a conversation with locals at a cafe, asking them for recommendations. Maybe you're just like following a winding road to see where it leads.
There's something so freeing about that.
I agree.
It's like relinquishing the need to plan every little detail
Yes.
and just like embracing the unknown.
Totally. And that's off.
Because honestly, it can be kind of exhausting to plan every single thing.
Yeah, it's true. And it's often in those unscripted moments that we stumble upon the most like memorable experiences.
100%.
It's venturing beyond the guidebooks and discovering those like hidden gems that really speak to your interests.
Yes, I love that.
You know?
This deep dive is like honestly making me rethink my whole approach to travel.
I love that.
Okay, so we've got immersive guides, we've got artisan workshops. What other like sensory delights await in this stack of like Italian adventures?
Well, we haven't even touched on the culinary landscape yet.
Ooh.
There's this really captivating article in here about the role of food festivals in Italian culture.
Okay, you had me at food festivals
Right.
because I feel like it's like the essence of a culture
It is.
distilled into its most delicious form.
100%.
So what kind of festivals are we talking about here?
So these aren't just your average street fairs.
Okay.
We're talking celebrations of regional specialties,
Oh, yeah.
each with its own unique flavors and
I
traditions.
love that.
For instance, there's a festival in Sardinia that's dedicated entirely to Botarga.
Botarga.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what that is.
So Botarga is a delicacy of cured fish roe.
Okay.
It's a taste of the sea that's been enjoyed in Sardinia for centuries.
Wow.
So imagine you're surrounded by all these locals. The air is filled with this like aroma of the sea,
Oh, yeah.
the sounds of traditional music, and you're
Yeah.
savoring this like very unique regional specialty.
See, that's an experience you would never find
Never.
on like your average tourist itinerary. Like that
Maybe.
sounds like a true like adventure for your
Yes,
taste buds.
it is. And that's just one example.
Wow.
From truffles to tomatoes, wine to cheese, Italy is like this tapestry of regional flavors.
Right.
And these food festivals are just an incredible way to experience it.
It makes you realize that a trip to Italy is like a full-on assault on the senses
It is
in the best way possible.
the best way
The
possible.
colors, the aromas,
Yes.
the
The
sound.
exquisite flavors.
Yes. It's like immersive for your soul
It is.
as much as like your senses.
100%. And you know, that brings us to one last aspect of Italian travel I think you'll find really intriguing,
Okay.
the concept of slow travel.
Okay, so I've heard whispers of this slow travel movement,
Yes.
but I admit I'm a little fuzzy on the details.
Okay.
Like, what exactly does it entail? Okay, so slow travel.
Slow travel.
It's about time we dig into this.
Yep.
What's the
Yes.
philosophy behind it?
So instead of racing through this checklist of must-see sites,
Right.
you pick like one region, maybe even just one town,
Yeah.
and you really like immerse yourself in the rhythm of life there.
Yeah.
So picture this. You wake up in a centuries-old farmhouse. You're sipping your morning espresso at a piazza cafe,
Okay.
and you're spending your days like exploring nearby vineyards
Okay.
or just wandering through cobblestone streets.
There's like a real simplicity to that.
Yes, it's quality over quantity.
Right.
You're savoring each experience rather than trying to cram in as much as possible.
Yeah, you know what? I've definitely fallen into that trap
Oh, yeah.
of like trying to see everything, and
It's exhausting.
it can be really
It's a
exhausting.
different mindset.
Yeah.
Slow travel is about embracing the journey,
Yeah.
not just the destination.
I like that.
It's about connecting with like the soul of a place
Ooh, I like that.
by really like engaging with its people, the
Right.
customs, even like the silences.
You know, this is making me rethink like my meticulously planned itineraries that I love so much.
Right.
There's something kind of nice about the idea of just like relinquishing control, you know, and
Totally.
just embracing that spontaneity, being open to those like unexpected encounters that happen.
Yes, because it's in those unscripted moments, those chance conversations with like a local artisan or even a fellow traveler,
Totally.
that we discover those hidden gems
For sure.
that really resonate with
It's
us.
like you never know what you're going to find
Exactly.
unless you're open to it. 100%.
Well, this entire deep dive has really been about like uncovering those like authentic Italian experiences.
It
You know,
has.
from those artisan workshops to the food festivals to this like
Yeah.
idea of slow travel. It's like experiencing Italy like a local, not just a tourist.
Yes, it's about peeling back the layers and like really discovering the heart and soul of this
Right.
captivating
For
country.
sure.
And it's about returning home, not just with a collection of photographs,
Right.
but with a new appreciation for a different pace of life, a different way of seeing the world.
It's like bringing a little piece of that Italian magic back with you.
Yes.
This has been incredible, but you know what? I'm kind of feeling inspired to like ditch the itinerary of this podcast,
Okay.
embrace a little
Really, where are
spontaneity.
we going? Let's just say I'm feeling inspired to explore a little closer to home.
Ooh, I like it.
Who knows what hidden gems we might uncover
Right.
if we just take the time to look.
Yes.
And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive inspires you to discover your own version of Italy,
Yes.
whether it's a plane ride away or just around the corner.
Love it.
Until next time, ciao for now.